for BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU indoor track and field team was to start their outdoor season this past weekend. The lousy weather pushed back that opener to this week. Jane Austin joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
Get the fastest internet speeds, up to a gigabit per second, at an affordable rate with no phone line required with the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications. The GigaZone is quickly expanding, and to find out when it may reach you, visit paulbunyan.net. Get all fiber optic fast internet speeds, up to 80 times faster than cable, and over 100 times faster than DSL. Can you gig it? It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. Bemidji State University track and field team was set to open up their season last weekend at the Hamlin Invitational. Due to cold weather, BSU's outdoor season now will open up this weekend in St. Joseph, Minnesota. Beavers set to participate in the St. John's University College of St. Benedict Invitational April the 9th and 10th. Bemidji State junior distance runner Jane Austin from Duluth, Minnesota, says the new head coach, Kevin Keene, has made the best out of the week-long delay.
But a lot of people were disappointed because of it, so the team wasn't very happy about that. He's different with his workouts. We do a lot more of sprinting, like track workouts, than last year. He's an overall pretty good coach. He's super nice, too, so he expects everybody to like break times from last year and run faster and set records, so that's a good thing.
Again, Bemidji State track and field on the road in St. Joseph this weekend at the St. John's College of St. Benedict Invitational. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.